Some corporations are wading into the debate over abortion rights. Amazon, Apple, Lyft, Microsoft, JP Morgan Chase, Condé Nast, and Walt Disney are among the companies that have told employees they will cover travel costs if employees need to travel to another state for an abortion. But a group of state lawmakers in Texas called the Freedom Caucus is on the forefront of efforts to push back. Let's bring in Rachel Rabouche. She's dean and law professor at Temple University Law School. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me.
On what grounds are companies saying that they can offer their employees access to abortion services, even in states where abortion is now restricted?
What companies are doing, they're providing a benefit to their employees, which they do. It's part of doing business, it's employee retention, it's branding, it's company reputation. And companies have done this for other forms of healthcare if you need a service that's out of network.
So they're just making it part of health insurance coverage more broadly speaking.
They could do that. Some companies already offer abortion care as part of their healthcare plans. But many of these companies, I think, are also adding funding for abortion travel as part of employee benefits packages that do not necessarily have to be part of a healthcare plan.
And so then do you foresee these companies facing lawsuits, even criminal liability, for offering these reimbursement programs for abortion travel?
There hasn't been laws that target companies and their employee benefits because these companies aren't doing anything illegal at the moment. They are providing funding for people to seek legal services somewhere else. But states like Texas could pass laws that try to make the act of funding abortion out of state illegal. And that's, I think, what the Texas Freedom Caucus has in mind when it's proposing a bill that targets any employer that funds an employee's abortion, regardless of where the abortion occurs.
Right. Explain to us on what grounds, on what legal grounds?
The first bill that they have intimated they will seek to pass is would impose a felony on an employer who provides assistance, and that would just be amending the criminal law to target this behavior. I think we haven't seen the bill yet. I think the more credible threat is legislators in Texas seeking to pass a civil penalty for corporations like the SB8 Texas Heartbeat Act, which allows any private citizen to sue an employer who is providing funding for an employee to seek an abortion out of state. And the reason to pass that law is, like SB8, the Heartbeat Act, it might be shielded from federal court review.
I see. So that triggers the question in my mind, can any citizen sue a corporation then for helping someone travel to another state for an abortion?
I think that's what the bill would seek to accomplish, allowing a private citizen to sue a corporation for providing funding for abortion travel.
And is the ultimate goal to ban companies from doing business in Texas if they offer reimbursement to their employees for abortion-related travel?
It's certainly to stop people leaving Texas to seek abortions elsewhere. And the effect of the law could disincentivize companies from doing business in Texas. Of course, companies have a lot to lose by moving headquarters, but Texas also has a lot to lose. Driving companies out of your state, driving employees out of your state, is also a real threat to the Texas economy, is a real threat to the Texas community.
But corporations might, you know, want to take a stand here. Some might want to put a stake in the ground and say, this is what we want. This is how we view this.
Absolutely. That they are delivering a benefit to employees who are seeking services that are legal where they are performed, and that their reputation and their solidarity with their employees is worth the fight.
Do you think this effort by the Texas Freedom Caucus is being watched as a template by anti-abortion lawmakers in other states? Are we going to see this elsewhere?
I think Texas has been a real innovator in anti-abortion policy, but I do think that the end goal is not just to ban abortion in your state, it's to ban it everywhere. And I think we'll see states that pass similar pieces of legislation that attempt to chill or prohibit abortion-related travel.
And certainly this battle is headed to the courts. How do you see it getting there? Where do you see this going?
So just my prediction, which is worth just that, a prediction is that as these laws pass, litigators will go to court to ask courts to stop them on any number of grounds, not least of which might be constitutional grounds, state grounds, statutory problems with the laws. And courts can disagree. And when they do, we will see potentially circuit splits, and we could see the issue in front of the Supreme Court.
Rachel Rabushey is Dean and Law Professor at Temple University Law School. Professor, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.